Now, President Trump and his White House team have been trying to repair the damage caused by the Turkish invasion of Syria after President Trump agreed to withdraw US troops from the area. Sanctions have been imposed and Vice President Pence is being dispatched to meet Turkish President Erdogan. And all the while, the Ukraine impeachment controversy deepens. Let's go now to Suzanne Lynch, Washington correspondent for the Irish Times. And in terms of Syria, has the penny begin to drop, do you think, in the White House and indeed with President Trump, Suzanne, that green lighting the Turkish invasion of Syria was a colossal strategic mistake?
Yes, I think it has. And what has happened here in the last few days is, I think, a realization of how quickly this situation has deteriorated. There was an expectation, of course, that Turkey would move ahead and begin this incursion into northern Syria. But I don't think anyone really realized it would happen at such a pace. And Donald Trump has faced criticism really from all sides here, from Democrats, obviously, but also from members of his own team, from people like Lindsey Graham, a very strong ally of the president, and from Mitch McConnell, the Senate majority leader. He very rarely says, said anything critical really of the president, because he is left with the problem then of trying to get things through Congress. But he has even said now that he believes he's gravely concerned by what's been happening in Syria and by the nation's response to it. So I think what we saw yesterday with this effort to introduce sanctions on Turkey is very much a matter of too little too late. These are serious sanctions. They're against the defense, the energy ministers, and they've also pledged to stop trade talks with Turkey. But even the way the markets responded suggested that some people had been expecting even more, that maybe Erdogan himself might be targeted, and this did not happen. So I don't see that these sanctions will be enough to dampen concerns here in Washington.
And in terms of the diplomacy, Vice President Pence and Steve Mnuchin being sent off to see Mr. Erdogan, is the reality that with the Kurds now having done a deal with Assad, what Russia says now matters much more in the region than anybody else, doesn't it?
Yes, of course. And of course, this is a huge problem for the United States, not just in terms of how the Syrian war is unfolding and how this is a huge sea change now in what's happening in Syria, because Assad's forces are now literally kind of walking into areas of northern Syria that they were not in for years because the Kurds have now signed a deal with them. But also for Russia and Iran, there are reports now that Russia is perhaps having troops serving the ground there in that area, northern Syria, or at the very least vehicles with Russian flags, Russian-backed troops here. So this is a big win for Putin as well as a huge win for Assad. So this has got repercussions across the Middle East in terms of US foreign policy. Now, in terms of this dispatch that was announced yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence and the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, gave a press conference outside the White House yesterday. Pence did say he and the National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien will be traveling to Turkey soon. And called for a ceasefire. And of course, this seems completely contradictory in that Donald Trump's actions by moving US troops out gave the green light essentially to Turkey. And within days, he's now calling for a ceasefire. Completely contradictory, but I think it really illustrates the erratic nature of foreign policy. And the reports that this conversation with Erdogan, that Erdogan just kind of threw in this question about Syria at the end of a conversation with Donald Trump on that infamous phone call, and Donald Trump kind of off the hoof just said, yes, okay, we're going to move our troops out. So there are real questions now about this foreign policy making at the heart of the Trump administration, now that this situation is deteriorating so badly in northern Syria.
And if all of that wasn't enough, meanwhile, explosive testimony from former State Department aides and officials and White House aides to the Ukraine impeachment inquiry. Some remarkable developments. Just give us a flavour, if you like, of this very fast-moving story.
Yeah, it's now 3 weeks since Nancy Pelosi announced the impeachment inquiry. And over the last few days, the House has been subpoenaed and inviting people to testify in private. We've seen a string of figures within the Trump administration and others testify privately before Congress, and details of this have been leaking out. On Monday, Fiona Hill, she's a British-born foreign policy Russian expert who worked in the White House until July, she testified before Congress. And there are now reports that she really has thrown the light on what was happening, concerns about Rudy Giuliani. That's the president's personal lawyer, who has been in Ukraine a lot and who's been really running a kind of shadow foreign policy operation in Ukraine. And the report from that hearing on Monday is that John Bolton, the former national security advisor, told Fiona Hill to basically report her their concerns to the chief lawyer for the National Security Council because they were so concerned about what Giuliani was doing. So this week, Congress are back in session after a two-week break. We're going to see more testimony behind closed doors. An advisor from Mike Pompeo, who resigned last week, Michael McKinley, he's due to testify Wednesday, so he'll be one to watch. And also the American ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, he was blocked last week for testifying, but he will be back testifying this week. So that will be a huge source of interest in Washington to see what he has got to say.
Lots of fast-moving developments. Suzanne Lynch, Washington correspondent for the Irish Times. Thank you for bringing us up to date with those.